Ann Owens, and she's going to read a couple of poems, and on the second one, she'll be accompanied by Mike Santoro on piano. Please welcome Suzanne Owens and Mike Santoro.
That's what I gotta get. Thank you. I'm fine. These are two poems about from my book, In the Lake's Eye. And thank you, Mike. He's going to assist me for the second poem. When I was a child, we owned a log house by one of the hundreds of lakes that speckle the Laurentian Mountains in Quebec. Chalk River is the place where we met the pilot who flew us in and out in a tiny seaplane, taking only two people. Then my children experienced that lake, going in there and living in that forest, where I think I say I left part of my soul. That star is so close. If I stuck out my tongue, I could lick pollen off it. Night has settled into the valley as still as the lake water in this scorched pail. A leaf waits inside on reflection of a star. That star reflects the flowering of my other eye. Light years collide in a water pail. Eyes watch me through the underbrush. I could see those eyes right now if I turned around to look. Shouldering mountains form a calyx around this lake, this I flower, I swim in. Its retina knows where my skin scrapes rock. I sit as the rocks circling the fire now, entrenches it. I glow like the coals, providing my own heat, and listen to the wolves howl, trapped spirits on the other side. The lake separates us. But the distance shrinks as they move to its mouth. Their lament slices the water, and now they are on my side, where the trail slinks down gorge and gnaws forest and sniffs the shore. My odor ebbs in larger arcs. Then, as if from the earth's center, their caterwauls erupt, wash the mountains, coat the trees. The natives know about wolves. They'd say, wolves won't bother you. I believe them, but I must be of less purport than starlight, than the essence of my pea in the grass. I stand on the top step, my hand on the door. My fingers play on three claw marks, furrows in the wood, a bear's sealed signature. I strike a match. Lamplight bleeds as heavy as the oil that fills it. Flying back to Chalk River and civilization. From up here, I search among all the other lakes for our lake that feeds on spring water and cloud. Its shape always looks to me like a woman in a canoe, paddle raised. Under a peak cap, her long hair flies up like the glint of a fishtail. Our camp's tin roof flashes blue. The feathered stripe on a mallard's wing, it is gone. But I don't notice now the mountains frilled with reedy lakes. I see the logging roads sniggering around them. I find no pleasure in that one moose knee-deep in toughened lily pads, or the odd tree's premature red branding. I lean against our garbage, plastic cartons, wine bottles, cans, things that won't burn. As when I turn my sweater inside out, I see the pattern backward. Frayed seams, logs bloat the river, fields of loose threaded stumps, knotted machinery, bulldozers, trucks. Even now, I can still hear the trees crack, that man-made morning rasp of chainsaw we listen to till dark. We counted 18 trees marked near our cabin, orange circlets painted around each trunk. I never will forget that oak. Two trees, really, joined at the trunk. We tried to measure it. Your arms holding one half, mine the other. Still, our fingers couldn't meet. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Suzanne Owens and Mike Santoro. That was